This is the John Lothian News Daily Update for November 5th, 2020. This is Patrick Lothian filling in for John Lothian. Thank you to Rick Mackey, who is the latest donor to the JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign. Rich is a managing director of strategic initiatives at Prime Trading LLC in Chicago, and one of the nicest guys in the industry. He was a speaker at our Markets Wiki Education World of Opportunity series in Chicago in 2017. He was also formerly with RCG and BACT. Please help our efforts to preserve industry history by becoming a donor of our GoFundMe campaign. And now a note from John Lothian. The CFTC yesterday approved Aris Clearing LLC to clear fully collateralized swaps. ArisX has been on a roll. The CFTC yesterday also designated CalSheX LLC as a contract market. CalSheX is a limited liability company located in San Francisco, California, and is formed under Delaware state law. According to their LinkedIn page, they are trade event outcomes. Also, it appears they will be cleared by LedgerX. Their website is calshe.com. Timothy McDermott, former CEO of North American Derivatives Exchange, Nadex, is a public director on the CalSheX Board of Directors. See more about them in Tom Thompson's comments below. It is a bad day to be a mink in Denmark. It is not that you're going to end up being part of a coat or stole, but every mink in Denmark is going to be exterminated because of a coronavirus outbreak among Denmark's mink farming population. Have a great day and stay safe, and treat people the way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice, from John Lothian. Now a note from Tom Thompson. The CFTC designated Kelshi, a startup events betting platform, as a regulated contract market on Tuesday. Kelshi announced earlier that its contracts will clear with LedgerX, the CFTC-regulated Bitcoin swaps market that launched in October 2017. LedgerX gained permission to clear futures contracts on September 2nd this year. LedgerX's and Kelshi's current licenses do not permit them to have brokers for their cleared and traded contracts. Look for a launch early next year. Another note from Tom Thompson. On Election Day, voters in New Jersey, Arizona, South Dakota, and Montana approved legalized recreational marijuana use for their states. New Jersey's legislature, though, is required to pass enabling legislation before adult recreation use can be permitted. In Arizona, the state health department must first implement regulations before local residents can light up. In Montana, possession, cultivation, and use of marijuana by adults over 21 years old will be legal on January 1st, 2021. The state can also begin licensing retail operations on January 1st. Mississippi voters approved medical use of marijuana on Tuesday, as did South Dakota voters, in addition to their approval for recreation use. Both Mississippi and South Dakota will take up enabling legislation. No statewide marijuana ballot initiatives were defeated on Tuesday. From the CFTC, CFTC approves Aris Clearing LLC to clear fully collateralized swaps. The Commodity Futures Trading Commission today announced it has approved an amendment order of registration for ArisX Clearing LLC located in Chicago, Illinois, to clear additional products subject to the terms and conditions specified in the order, as a derivatives clearing organization under the Commodity Exchange Act. A comment by John Lothian, the god of crypto trading takes another step forward. From Deutsche Börse Group, Deutsche Börse Photography Foundation awards the HFG Photo Prize to Verdiana Albano. The Deutsche Börse Photography Foundation has awarded the HFG Photo Promotion Prize 2020 to Verdiana Albano for her project Surrounded. The prize is awarded annually to students at the HFG who deal with the medium of photography in their training. Part of its commitment to promoting young contemporary artists, the foundation has been awarding the 2,500 euro prize since 2010. The traditional tour of the HFG and the subsequent award ceremony were canceled this year due to the corona pandemic. Instead, some students had created a newspaper with their work, which served as the basis for the judging. This year's jury members were photographer Barbara Clem and Anne-Marie Beckman, director of the Deutsche Börse Photography Foundation. A comment by John, Surrounded is not how I feel in 2020. From Josh Peter of USA Today, GameStop TikTok Challenge, winner gets extra hours during Black Friday. GameStop is sponsoring a TikTok contest with a highly unusual prize, 10 hours of labor on Black Friday. That's right, win the contest and work a little overtime. A comment by Jeff Bergstrom, Tom Sawyer could learn a thing or two from these guys. And now Wednesday's top three. Our top story Wednesday was the New York Times How to Worry More Mindfully, a very timely story. Second was Roxy Rong's Superpower in Coding from Peak Six. Third was UK allows firms to trade on EU venues in simple approach to share trading obligation from the Trade News. And now the MarketWiki stats today. 191,918,470 page views, 24,513 pages created, and 226,638 edits. This has been Patrick Lothian filling in for John. Have a great day.